Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Let's begin with the words Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We begin in the name of Allah, in the name of the One, most merciful and compassionate. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. At your own pitch. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Bismillah Ar-Rahman. Feel the blessings of mercy and compassion upon each of us in this harmonious group as we move forward through the retreat. There's a lot of harmony in that singing together, group voice. So let's begin now with a physical relaxation. So we'll tense the muscles of our body and relax them, release them, release any tension. So begin with your feet, tensing your feet and your toes, and then relax. Tensing the calves, the legs, and relax. Tensing the thighs, relax. Tensing the fingers and the hands, and relax. Tensing the lower arms, the forearms, relax. The upper arms, relax. The shoulders up towards the ears, and relax. really allowing the shoulders to drop, tensing the face, muscles of the face. Relax. Tensing the whole torso. And relax. And we'll now work with the element breaths, our dear friends, that in the Anahata Order we are requested to do daily. And we'll also be linking them up to different practices and the aspects of prayer that Murshid Hazrat Inayat Khan has spoken about. So, beginning with the earth breath, breathe in and out through the nose. Feel yourself centering on a natural breath. And as you breathe in, you can imagine breathing in the energy of the earth, sometimes called the telluric energy, up through the base of the spine on the inhalation. And on the exhalation, releasing any toxins that you may feel are present with you right now. As we become familiar with this energy of the earth, we may feel a pulsation around our fingertips or shoulders. This is the sometimes called the electromagnetic field or the life body. You can feel it. This increase of pulsation around your entire body, increasing around your whole body. The rate stays the same, the rate of pulsation. And now let's take the image of the mother tree. We learn in the wonderful book, The Hidden Life of Trees, that there is a mother tree in the forest or woods that has a great influence on all of the descendants and many of the trees in the area. And this is done through the root system, enhanced by the root system of the mushrooms. And this root system increases communication. This is how the communication is offered to all of the trees in the region, the area. And through this, it's also the way that the mother tree generously offers nutrients and all she might have to give is through this root system. So we can imagine our, especially legs, the trunk of our body, connecting with the earth, rooted in the earth. This gift of gravity that keeps us connected to the earth, a passionate attraction to the earth. And the gift of stillness can be offered. We can auto-suggest to our body, we can wish that that our body can be still and relaxed. And the prayer for that's related to the earth, that's connected to the earth, is the prayer of gratitude. So as humans, we so often grumble about the problems, the complaints that we might have about the imperfection of life. But what a joy when we see the gifts we've been given every moment of our lives, and seeing the glass full, half full rather than half empty. So I'm going to give you a moment to think of 10 things that you're grateful for in this moment. So considering 10 things you are grateful for in the quiet. Amen. And now we'll work with the water breath, breathing in through the nose and out through a small slit in the mouth. And we can imagine this as a shower of light showering through the crown of our head, lighting up and washing our minds, our words, our feelings, our bodies, allowing this gentle waterfall of to descend upon us, cleansing every part, washing us through. And you can even imagine the cycle of water. At the end of the exhalation, you can imagine this shower has accumulated in a pond or a lake or an ocean and or a stream. And as one breathes in, it evaporates, rises up, takes the form of clouds, and then rains down upon us again. Perhaps you can imagine it gathering as a stream, and the stream returns to the ocean. So we are each like streams that are connected to the one ocean. And the prayer aspect that water is related to is repentance. So here, if you want to drop doing the actual breath of water, you could, and just let your breath be natural as you consider this prayer of repentance. And here we might take a moment to self-reflect. There's a process called mahasabha, the mahasabhi, the sense of reflecting on one's actions, one's seeing if there are feelings of guilt. Perhaps we've harmed another, maybe inadvertently, but still we're aware that we have in some way hurt another. And the result is to feel guilt. I feel a sense of conscience. And so we may want to ask for forgiveness. Even in this moment, we can have an inner prayer of forgiveness, requesting forgiveness from the divine, from God, from Allah. From the one being. And we may even feel that when we do go back into life, that we may actually contact that person and ask for forgiveness. And we may also rededicate ourselves to being a little bit more, one of the words last night, watchful. Reminding ourselves to be a little bit more watchful about how we interact with the world. And another aspect of repentance is we may feel resentment because we feel hurt from an action another has done upon us. Can we expand our point of view to understand their actions, whether it's based on their own upbringing, their lack that we may also have, a lack of awareness, or perhaps due to circumstances, their own point of view. Now, in both of these cases, there may be bigger issues that might not be able to be handled in this moment, and better to be handled with support. But we can think about the things that we are able to work with and handle. So, what we're ready to release. So maybe there's a resentment that you feel ready to release. You don't need to hold on to it any longer. It only weighs you down. And it doesn't mean that you'll lose the wisdom of that situation. But what it does is it opens your heart, it cleanses your heart, and it lightens up your being. And I mention all of this because you may also not be exactly feeling it right now, but during the retreat, it may come over you suddenly, where you realize you've been holding something or that's in the way of guilt or resentment, and it may bring tears to your eyes, sorrow to your heart. And this is an occurrence during retreat which is not unusual. And we can take time with it, give ourselves space. And my original language is not Arabic, but we use what we call wazaif, which is like a mantric kind of way of working with what's called the divine names. And so I hope you'll have tolerance for me as I share with us to work with Ya Ghafoor, which means divine forgiveness, Ghafoor. And so we'll say this as we ask for forgiveness. of the One Being. Yagavor. 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 Thinking Gafur on the inhalation, Gafur on the exhalation. Receiving divine forgiveness. Open to divine forgiveness. Now moving on to the element of fire, light. It's breathing in through a small slit in the mouth and out through the nose. And we can imagine as we breathe in to the solar plexus that we're fanning a fire. And as we breathe out, we transform that fire into light, breathing out radiance like the sun, out through the center of the chest. So we may think of a sense of burning. This is a purification practice. So what is it that we are burning right now? What is it we'd like to burn? Any impressions? This idea of fasting is also related to impressions. Fasting from impressions. We're hopefully not looking at our email or our phones. We're not talking to others, so there's a decrease in the amount of impressions. We're not listening to the daily news. We're retreating. So the impressions now are fewer. Are there any impressions you'd like to burn right now, transform into light? And the center of the chest, the heart, is sometimes known to the Sufis as a miniature sun in the center of your chest. And there's a tradition of cleansing the rust off the heart. And let's take a time now to can let your breath be natural. And we'll be working with the Lataif, the subtle centers. In Hinduism, they call them chakras. In Sufism, we call them Lataif. And there's a slightly different system. So we begin at the base of the spine, breathing in and out through the base of the spine, into what's called the Latifa Kalbiya, the Latifa Kalabiya, right at the base of the spine. Breathe in and out that center. And as we breathe in and out the center, we are relating now to the physical form of our body, the skeleton, the flesh, the organs, the circular system of the blood. The muscles. This is our physical form. And we'll say Yanur, N-U-R, means light. And we'll imagine being able to flood that center with light. Yanur, 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 Yanur. At your own pitch. Yanur, 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 Yanur. Filling your body with light, purifying with light. And we'll move now to the second Latifa. And this is the Latifa Nafsia. And it's related to the ego structure, the personality structure, that part of ourself that has developed ways to live in the world, survive in the world, interact in the world. And it's located at two finger widths below the belly button. And you can think about it in the front or in the back of your body, the spine or the front. So here we'll flood this center with light, saying Yanur. Yanur, 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 Yanur. Sensing this center, filling it with light. Is it like a sense of tingling? Now moving to the left breast, the Latifa Kalbiya. And this is the place where the heavens and earth meet, spirit and matter. This is the deep heart, related to the emotional body, the living heart. And we'll say Yanur as we flood this Latifa with light. Yanur, 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 Yanur. Yanu. Feel this center drenched in light. Perhaps beginning to let go of any armor that has been developed around the heart that you're ready to let go of, to allow the livingness of heart to be present. And tender feelings. And now to the right breast, the Latifa Ruya, this is the center that one can feel one's angelic counterpart. So it's the more refined emotions of glorification, emotions of even a sense of even aloofness, coolness, emotions of sacredness and prayer. It's our divine counterpart, the divine witness. And we'll say Ya Nur as we flood this center with light. Ya Nur, Ya Nur. At your own rate and on your own pitch. Yanur, 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 Yanur. Feeling that sense of that part of our being which is untarnished and can never be sullied. Now we move to the center of the chest, the Latifa Syria, the secret of the heart. It's a seed bed of personality as well. We're getting in more to the architecture of our being, the aspect of our being that forms the basis of our manifestation. Can touch the divine qualities. Love, harmony, beauty. Compassion. flood the center with light. Yanur, 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 Yanur. Rising up to the third eye. You can think of this as our consciousness. This is the Latifa Kafia, that part of oneself that is awareness, aware of having always been, always is, always will be. Pure awareness behind thought. And we'll flood this center with light. Yanu. 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 It can seem like a spotlight. Top of the head, the Latifa Akva. Akva. We sense the connection here with the beings of light, with the illuminated souls, with the one being. Saying Yanur. 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 Opening it up to the realms of light. Yanur. Yanur. To that shower of light. Let's follow this this thread of light, which connects all of the Lataif. So we'll follow this thread of light from the crown to the third eye, from the third eye to the center of the heart, from the center of the heart to the right breast, from the right breast to the left breast. And let's sit here for a minute while we reflect upon the next aspect of prayer, which is the prayer of supplication. And this is where we get in touch with our desires. What is it that we desire? And it may have come out in our intentions, which we were getting clear about last night, or it might be something totally different. What is your desire at this moment in time? What is it that you want? And making that as a prayer to the one being. And lastly, the air breath, breathing in and out through the mouth, small slit in the mouth. We connect here with the sense of scattering as we exhale, and as we inhale, we feel a sense of being returning to the core. And in light of purification, it's that sense of dissolving, allowing any toxins to dissolve. It's good to work with any thoughts that we might have that we find to be obsessive and we're ready to release. And we feel also as we exhale an expansion into space. And as we inhale, we return back to the core of our being. So we can even begin to have images of large space, of the land around us. And here we can even remember that we are receiving and giving breath to the plant kingdom. We receive oxygen from the plants. They receive carbon dioxide from us. It's that cycle of life, that cycle of sharing that keeps us able to be sustained on the earth. We can imagine all the trees outside the abode, and all the valleys, and all the amazing green trees and the vistas, the sky, even following that out to the memory of the sun, the sky. And at night, the starry sky. Sometimes you are able to be in the wonderful country where you can see the Milky Way. It just feels so vast. And we'll work with two wazifas. One is Yaqabid, Qabid, and the other is Yabasit, Basit. And Basit is the expander. It's expanding one's being, one's consciousness. And Kabid is the restrictor. It is, again, that sense of going back to the core of one's being. It's contracting. So as we say Kabid, we'll be thinking about our consciousness expanding out into the environment. And as we say Kabid, we'll think of our core. So Basit, as we expand, and then Kabid, as we restrict back into the core of our being. Thinking of the environment. Ya Basit, Ya Kabid, 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 Ya Basit, Ya Kab. So, amen. So, thinking again as you breathe in, thinking Kabid, as you breathe out, thinking Basit. And you're thinking of the, of expanding your being beyond the bounds of the body. You're expanding your thinking. You're expanding your heart. You're expanding your life field. You're envisioning this, you're imagining this. Say it aloud again. Ya Basit, Ya Kabid, 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 Ya Basit, Ya Kabid. And now change this. Imagine Basit internally. So you expand into the inner realms. You can even, if you want to, turn your eyeballs upward as you say Ya Basit. Expand your consciousness into the realms of light. And Kabid, return to your core. And it's said very quietly and gently. Ya Basit, Ya Kabid, 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 breath, exhaling Basit, inhaling Kabid. Imagine expanding out into the inner realms, and returning to your core. And we can think of the prayer of invocation, invoking Pirmo Murshid Hazardanayak Khan, invoking any great being, illuminated soul, who you would like present here on this retreat with you. And gently, a refined breath in and out through the nose is the ether breath. And here we feel the sense of at-one-ment, the prayer for at-one-ment, and the sense of the wholeness of all of these elements, the wholeness of our entire being. And let's end with the prayer, Nayaz. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify us. And we pray, heal our bodies, hearts, and souls. Amen. Just being aware of your feet on the ground as you begin to be more aware of yourself in this room, wiggling your fingers and toes, opening your eyes.